Mother, definition 1, a woman in relation to a child or children. Definition 2, the head of a female religious community. Definition 3, to bring up a child with care and affection. So why then was my mother forcing me into a marriage I didn't want and to keep a child I didn't plan?
This is the only way you can make this work.
Like Wena Nobab. That turned out great.
This is not the same thing, and you know it.
I'm not sure I even still love this man.
You can learn to love him, and there are things that are more important than love, like respect and support and a good home to raise your child.
You know what? I don't care. I'm just going to go to Victor and tell him the wedding is off.
And then what? What about the baby? You think you're just going to sail into the sunset? Being a mother is hard.
I'm not sure I want to keep it. Since Victor had paid Lobola and I'd found out about Norma, some changes were made. I had agreed to the wedding, but under the terms that I would move into my own apartment until I had settled into my decision of being the second wife. And once married, he would get me my own house. In those nights, I wondered if when he was making love to me, he thought of her. Did something I did the day we met remind him of her? Or maybe did he not love, but thought of me as an improvement of what he already had? It's the details in the betrayal that ultimately kill you. What do you want?
Sinzi, I've been trying to call you all day.
I've been trying to ignore you all day.
Look, Zinzi, we need to talk. We can't go on like this. I hate this cold war. It's tiring, Fit.
It's only been a week. You lied to me for 2 whole years. Trust me, you have stamina.
Zinzi, I just want us to meet for coffee, please.
It's 7 p.m.
Please?
I have work tomorrow.
Please, Zinzi. I'll pick you up at 7:30.
I know you met, and I'm sorry.
What are you sorry for?
Look, I'm sorry for everything, for lying and not telling you the truth. Yeah.
This is your problem. You can't even apologize properly. You just have no idea, do you?
I just want things to go back to the way they were.
That ship has sailed. That is never going to happen. Do you hear me?
Oh, but Ligno, you're making a scene.
A scene? A scene? I'm making a scene. 2 years of my life, Victor. 2 years. You told me your wife died in a car crash. You told me you wanted to start a new life.
Well, look, that part was true.
It doesn't matter. I refuse to live a life where I have to sift everything you say and try to guess what's true and what's not. It's exhausting.
Just, please, just tell me what to do. Kanti, I will do it. I'll do it. I promise. I will attend couples therapy. Just, I don't want to lose you, baby. Please.
Do you remember our first date? You had the oxtail because it was cold, and you ate that thing like it was your first meal in years.
It was cold. It was good oxtail.
So good you even ordered another bowl. You didn't even finish it, and you asked for a doggy bag. And when we left the restaurant, you gave it to the homeless guy in the side of the street. You asked him his name, and every time we went back to that place, you always looked for that guy, even though we never saw him again. That's when I knew. That's when I knew I loved you. That first time.
Zinzi?
Just let me finish. I knew you were the kind of person that would let me know what the right thing is. You were my compass. My mother wants me to marry, I guess, out of some sense of duty. But how can I? The man I fell in love with, he's gone.
How did it go?
I don't want to talk about it. I'm fine. Yeah, I'm just working from home until I sort out my life. Yeah. She's here. Won't leave. Okay, let me look. I think I have it. Sorry, I can't seem to find that document. Can I get back to you? Okay, cool. Sharp.
Hi, this is Victor. You know what to do.
Hey, I think I left some contracts at the house when I moved out. I still have my key, so I'm just gonna go get them. Was just letting you know. Victor? Victor? Hello?
Hi, Victor isn't here.
Sorry, he did say he's gonna get someone to clean once I moved out. I just need to grab a box of paperwork and I'll be out of your hair.
I'm not a cleaner, I'm Norma.
Norma?
You must be Zinzi, the second wife.